Turn to your Bibles, if you would, to 2 Kings chapter 10. 2 Kings chapter 10. I'm going to go ahead and start reading in verse 12. I'm sorry, in verse 11. So Jehu slew all that remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men, and his kinsfolks, and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he arose and departed and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, Jehu met with the brethren of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are ye?" And they answered, "We are the brethren of Ahaziah, and we go down to salute the children of the king and the children of the queen." And he said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of the shearing house, even 42 men. Neither left he any of them. And when he was departed thence, he lightened on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him, and he saluted him and said to him, "Is thine heart right as my heart is with thy heart?" And Jehonadab answered, "It is. If it be, give me thine hand." And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot, and he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they made him ride in his chariot. The title of this message this afternoon is "Let's Get Excited." You know, we have a very important role here as men at the preaching class. We are learning to preach. This is not a small task. This is not a small thing. Let's take this serious. For crying out loud, the Bible talks about whatsoever our hand findeth to do, do it as unto the Lord. We need to take this job above any job that we are bestowed as of utmost importance. Let's get excited. I mean, when people go to watch a football game, don't they get excited? When a young man is courting a lady and wants to get to know a lady, isn't he excited to see this lady? Aren't they excited to play video games? Isn't the world excited about all manners of different things? Let us, as Christians, get excited about the service of God, the preaching of the cross. How, David? How do I get excited? I get it. You seem very zealous up there, as Jehu just said, "Come and see my zeal for the Lord." How do I get excited? You know, I go through my Christian life, and I go to church, and I monotone my way through soul winning, and I just kind of make things happen. And you know what? We're all in different stages in our life, and we all have different comfortability levels. But you know what? It truly does reflect how you conduct yourself with the unsaved, with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and other things like that. Well, one way you can learn how to get excited or how to have zeal is to learn to hate sin. I've been seeing this more and more in our preaching class, that when guys would preach against sin, like, yeah, you know, fornication is wrong, and, you know, it's bad to kind of lie and steal. Look, lying is horrible. Fornication is horrible. Let us understand what it means. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Why would you not be? I know I am. Now, we have sympathy, we have empathy for those, but that doesn't mean we don't, with the new spirit inside of us, realize that the Lord hates sin, so should we. The Bible says, for instance, turn if you would to Job 1 and Amos 5:15, "Hate evil and love good, and establish judgment in the gate." It says in Psalms 97:10, "He that loved the Lord, what? Hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked." David, that's Old Testament. Oh, okay, New Testament. Romans 12:9. "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good." Don't let your love be fake. Don't dissimulate it. Dissimulate just means to be like simulated. Let's be real. Let's be passionate. Let's have zeal. Let's get excited. Job 1, a man that we all know, Job 1:1 says, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and what? Eschewed evil." Notice this phenomena that keeps coming up. Hate evil, hate sin, hate these things. When you do so, then you will get excited about the things of God. Okay, David, I get it. How to do it? How should I show it? Ezekiel 6:11 says, "Thus saith the Lord God, smite with thine hand, stomp with thy foot, and say, alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel." Get excited, you guys. Let's do this. Let's do this for real. Let us show the people of this world how it is to serve God. As Jehu said, "Come and see my zeal for the Lord." Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.